Hello.
It's Jasmine as promised, returning your call. How you doing?
Hey, all right, all right.
All right, let's get your mom. Mom, is it some help? All right. So Lydia, how do you spell? Is it LY or LI?
LY.
DIA.
Yep.
And the last name is COSME.
And yep, Cosmo.
The date of birth?
12/25/1940.
Christmas baby. Home address?
I'm on the phone. 250 West King Street, apartment 301, Lancaster, PA 17603.
I got 250 West.
West King Street.
King.
Okay.
One second.
Yeah,
King
King
Street,
Street,
Lancaster. And the zip code is 17603. Okay, and is her Medicaid through Keystone, UPMC, PA Health and Wellness, AmeriHealth?
UPMC.
Okay,
UPMC.
UPMC,
yes.
And is she currently on services and you want to transfer her services, or are you going to see if she qualifies?
She's on services, yeah. No, okay. She qualifies. So there's like two already.
¿Y cuántas horas? ¿Cuántas horas? How many hours does she already have?
Man, you don't say it, but I'm thinking she got like 50 or 40, between 40
I'm gonna,
and 50.
I'm gonna confirm. Do you have a service coordinator's name and number through UPMC so
yeah,
we can get this expedited?
Yeah, Catarine Guerrero. Guerrero.
Okay.
Catarine Guerrero.
Guerrero. ¿Y el número de teléfono de la señora?
Give me a moment.
Take your time. Grab something to write with so we could exchange information, okay?
Yeah, let me get a moment.
Take your time.
Okay. ¿Quién se encuentra en un papel, oye? ¿Y tienes papel, Rey? ¿Para escribir? ¿Tienes, sí? All right, what, a tablet? All right. Okay. You're in the top or bottom locker? All right. Somebody, my niece had told me about, she said, estoy hablando contigo right now.
Okay, señor.
She said about, darn it, let me look at this. That's why I was calling.
¿Quién va a ser the caregiver? Is it going to be you or the niece?
No, we're trying to get a caregiver. I was the caregiver.
But you can't do it no more?
I can't do it, yeah.
Okay.
So,
and you don't have anyone else, anyone that you guys trust that we could hire on her behalf?
That's what they were asking me, too. Like, other agency was asking me that. And I'm I don't at the moment. It really messed it up because I was with, it's called Angels on Call.
Uh-huh.
And then Orchard Homes. Orchard Homes is good, but that he couldn't get nobody.
Oh,
and then
no.
The people he got, habla más que en inglés.
And you need a Spanish. Yeah. She speaks only Spanish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So now I'm with Angels on Call. Yeah, they had a good Spanish lady, but she kind of like, she's manipulated. So my mom ended up in the hospital because she wasn't doing what she was supposed to do.
Oh, no. And what type of care is it that your mom needs? Háblame un chin de la condición de tu mamá.
Well, sorry. She needs it. She got a nebulizer, an oxygen tank, which she should have on her nose all the time. And then her meds that she takes just to give it to her on that time. She can go to restroom herself. She can shower herself. Just to, you know, to be watched, though.
So, in my companionship, ayudándole en la casa, recogiéndole, you know, limpiándole su área.
Yep.
It's not hands-on. Yep. Bañándola, cambiándola, diapers, no in contingency. Okay, okay.
And yeah, all she right. Can put them diapers. And she don't like to.
But for accidents. Like yeah, for accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, now I can't find them.
¿Y el número de teléfono de tu mami?
717-391-1067.
¿De dónde son ustedes?
Lancaster, PA.
No, no, no.
You mean us? Oh, puertorriqueño, Puerto Rico.
Okay, nice. ¿De qué parte?
Arecibo.
Whoa. I go to Luquillo a lot.
All right, you're really close.
La playa.
Yeah, playa donde quiera. That's the good thing. Woo!
Yo soy everywhere. Dominicana. Hay playa por donde quiera. Pero I love Luquillo. Y tú no sabes cuántas horas ya tiene, ¿verdad?
I would say que son 50. Let me say
50, that. 50 hours. I already found her Medicaid ID number and I found her waiver through UPMC. I'm going to try to get a hold of Katarina. So, cuando tú consigues ese número, me lo da de una vez para yo llamar, pero rápido, so that we can get her services. How long has she been without an aid?
She just got out of the hospital yesterday.
Ooh, okay.
But she was in there for like 4 days. Wow. She got home yesterday, but I don't want that same lady. So she keeps trying to tell me to go. That my niece gave me this. It's called Planet Home Healthcare. But that's not you guys, right?
No, this is Family First Care. We're actually number one in the state. I'm going to help you with a Spanish-speaking only aid.
Okay. Damn, I need to find one. I can't believe I can't find a pen. Oh, I found one. All right. Yeah, this shit looks like I'm going to look. Is it all right if I give you my niece's number?
Of course.
Because she does a lot. I depend on her because she's like in the medical field, so she knows.
No, ella te ayuda. Yeah.
Sí. All right. 231-321. 231. Sí. 405. 45-67.
¿Y cómo se llama tu sobrino?
Backwards. Elisha.
Ok, vamos a repetir ese número. 231-405. ¿Cuáles fueron los últimos cuatro que you gave me backwards?
4576.
Ok, 4576. Because you gave me 4567. Déjame quitar eso.
Yeah, I know.
Elisha, can I put her on a three-way? What am I asking, Elisa, for the service coordinator's number?
No, I can give you that number. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So Elisa is only going to be what? As an emergency contact in an event that I can't contact you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. So point of contact is going to be son, Elias.
Of course not.
And then if you're not available, call her. I got it.
Elisa, yeah.
Mira, emergency contact.
El número de Katarina es 1-833.
1-833-280-8508. All right, ahora yo quiero que tú apunte una información que te voy a dar de la agencia y nosotros vamos a llamar a Katarina ahora mismo. Decirle that your mother needs a provider change to Family First Care para que me den la autorización, o sea, como el permiso, para yo comenzar a darle servicio a tu mamá.
All right, because I was just on the phone with her this morning.
Oh, that's awesome. Because then now, when I'm going to do a three-way, you say, I got a provider on the line that's willing to accept my mom as a participant. Así, de una vez pasa todo. Unless you want to call her on your own.
No, I mean, because we were talking this morning, because I need somebody overnight with my mom.
Give me the times that you're looking for.
All right. All right, she got, ella ten, mommy goes to a daycare, so somebody be there, la señora will be there 6:30 in the morning to 8:30, la echan el carro, se la llevan to the daycare, but then she got to come back, she comes back at like 4:30, 5 o'clock, y la dejan. So después de eso, tenemos una señora de 5 a 9, and then she's alone by herself.
So then how are you, How are you gonna fill the overnights?
That's what I'm saying. She didn't approve it. She's saying
they have to do an assessment. A reassessment to see how her conditions have worsened in order for them to provide overnight care. So right now, only give me the schedule that you need, covered based on the hours she's been approved for. So when are the days that she goes to social daycare?
Monday through Friday.
So she goes every day, okay?
Yep.
So she needs someone 6:30 to 8:30.
In the morning.
And then she needs someone at 5:30 to 9 p.m.
Because that's what they have. That's what they put. I would like it could be later because
So
I stayed there. The last time she was in the hospital, yo me quedé. And she gets up at night. Y empieza a coger cosas. Una vez la vi, she was messing around with the pills. She's thinking she got to take the pills. And I took it out of her hand. It's like 3 in the morning. I took it out of her hand. Mommy, she goes, ¿qué hace? Mommy, son las 3 de la mañana. Vete, cuéstate. And then she goes back to the room. Se acuestó.
Dito.
But she'll get up. Like, she don't know what time it is. Se despierta.
And what are her medical diagnosis? ¿Qué es lo que ella tiene? Ella tiene Alzheimer's. Tiene dementia.
It's sort of like that, but I don't think she has that. Pues eso recuerda mucho.
Pero tú sabes una cosa, no me interrumpa yo a Felías, no deje que ellos la diagnostiquen, don't let them diagnose her with anything that you don't see for yourself. Because growing old, we lose memory as we grow older. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean, porque aquí de una vez quieren diagnosticarte con esa vaina. Eso no tiene que ver que sean dementia ni Alzheimer's. Eso para meterle el medicamento. Eso es que ya está viejita y se le olvidan las cosas. Eso es normal. Pero yo tengo 40 y a mí se me olvida todo. O sea, ¿tú entiendes?
Yeah.
So don't let them push that because that's a big agenda right now. ¿Oíste? So, I just had to throw it out there because you're working in this field. I'm seeing a lot of that. ¿Oíste?
Thank you. Yep.
Seeing a lot of that. So 6:30 to 8:30, Spanish speaking female aid, Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 9 p.m. So are these covering her basic hours or do you feel that? Because is that 50 hours a week? Eso como que no suena bien.
No, porque el weekend.
Okay, now give me weekends.
Están ahí de 8:30.
8:30 de la mañana.
Hasta las 5.
Until 5 p.m. That's Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. I'm believing it was like that.
All right. We're going to further discuss the schedule once we get closer to opening the case with the physical Spanish-speaking aid. You're going to tell me, hey, things have changed, or I want to modify this time, or the service coordinator gave me more hours. I want these hours covered. So I'm going to put this in just tentative to secure an aid for these hours. But if anything changes, you could always call me and say, Jasmine, voy a agregar esto, voy a sacar esto. Okay?
All right. Jasmine, after this case, you can call my niece, Alicia.
Do you want to do a three-way with her? Let her know that we're moving forward with the referral?
I just can't be on the phone. I came downstairs.
Oh, shit. Okay, sorry. All right, let me call Elisa, and then let me call Caterina. Call Caterina and leave her just a voicemail if she doesn't answer you.
Nah, I can't. I can't, okay. Man, because I have to. No, I'm not saying that I can't. Okay, every time I call there, I got to give them this information. Da-da-da-da. Just a whole bunch of information. Then be like, let me go ask her. Then they always come back. She's going to get back to you in 24 to 48 hours every single time.
Jesus.
So it's like un gato de tiempo when I got to do something right now.
Sí. Okay. Don't do it now, but when you can, so write down the information for the agency because she's going to call to confirm this information from you or your mom. So either you or your mom have to have it. It's called Family First Care.
Okay, just a moment.
Take your time. The agency's phone number is 267-551-7410.
It's 551-7410.
That's my direct number. I'm Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
And the agency's number is 267-551-7400. Same number, just the two digits at the end change. Okay?
551-7400. Okay.
All right. I'm going to work on this referral. When you can, please call Catarina. I'm going to call Miss Eliza right now.
Call Alicia. Yeah, Alicia.
¿Y qué es lo que tú quieres que yo le diga?
porque ella también está haciendo algo por allá. She lives in Florida, but she's trying, she calls. Like, she got the time. But ella trabaja en la casa, and she knows the medical source.
So déjame yo llamarla ahora, asegurarla y decirle que you were going forward with the referral, and we're going to get a hold of the service coordinator.
All right, yeah, let her know. And then,
all right, Elias.
She'll get back to me or you will.
Yep, and if anything, you call me. Okay, thanks, bye.